This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu today asserted that India is well on the path of becoming a developed economy by 2047. In her address to the nation on the eve of the 79th Independence Day, President Murmu attributed this to the all-round economic growth complemented by social sector initiatives. She said the nation is marching ahead during the Amrit Kal and every citizen is contributing to the best of their ability. President Murmu expressed belief that youth, women and the communities that had for long remained on the margins will lead to the Viksit Bharat. The president termed the killing of innocent citizens in the Pahalgam terror attack as cowardly and utterly inhuman. She said India responded in a decisive manner and with steely resolve by launching Operation Sindoor, which saw that country's armed forces are prepared to meet any eventuality. President Murmu lauded armed forces for destroying terrorist hubs across the border with strategic clarity and technical capability. A total of 1,090 personnel of police, fire, home guard, civil defense and correctional services have been awarded the gallantry and service medals on the occasion of the Independence Day 2025. The Ministry of Home Affairs said 233 personnel have been awarded the medal for gallantry, 99 personnel awarded the President's Medal for Distinguished Service and 758 personnel awarded the Medal for Meritorious Service. The Border Security Force has informed that on the occasion of the Independence Day, 16 brave Seema Praharis will be awarded the gallantry medals for their conspicuous bravery and unmatched valor for being resolute and steadfast during the Operation Sindoor. On the eve of the India's 79th Independence Day, Raj Bhavan Itanagar has announced the conferment of the Arunachal Pradesh Governor's citation to the National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports, Dirang, the 2nd Battalion of the Dogra Regiment, the 16th Battalion of the Jammu and Kashmir Light Infantry, 4 Corps Signal Regiment, 305 Field Hospital and the 667 Army Aviation Squadron. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak has sanctioned these citations in recognition of their outstanding service to the state and its people. The nation is observing Partisan Horrors Remembrance Day today. The day commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. To mark the occasion, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main today observed Partisan Horrors Remembrance Day with a solemn Maun Yatra from Second Mile Point to the District BJP office in Namsai. A photo exhibition on Partisan was also showcased on the day. In a social media post, the Deputy Chief Minister emphasized the Maun Yatra and exhibition were both solemn tributes and powerful calls, reminding us of our collective duty to preserve harmony, strengthen national integration and work together for a stronger, prosperous India. Similarly, Partisan Horrors Remembrance Day were also observed by the BJP Arunachal Pradesh and the DIPR in Nahalagarh. As a forerunner even to the 79th Independence Day celebrations, the Indian Army under the aegis of Gajraj Corps in collaboration with the civil administration today organized a patriotic Tiranga march at 14,000 feet in the forward areas of Chuna in Tawang district. The highlight of the event was a 100-meter long national flag carried by the soldiers of the Indian Army, ITBP personnel, villagers from Mago and Chuna villages. Following the march, a cleanliness drive was also undertaken to safeguard the fragile ecosystem of the area. The initiative aimed at promoting the district administration's campaign of maintaining the region as a no-plastic zone. On the eve of the 79th Independence Day celebrations, MLA Daporijo Tanya Soki today led the Mega Tiranga flag rally at Daporijo Town. While addressing the gathering, the MLA stressed on the need to commemorate the supreme sacrifices of the freedom fighters and martyrs who sacrificed their life for the nation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.